The Right Place rolled out its three-year strategic plan with an emphasis on some lofty goals. First and foremost, supporting $548 million in new capital investments. It's also committing to preserving and adding more than 5,000 jobs, generating $148 million in area payroll.
At the last three-year plan, we had a goal of 4,200 new jobs. We did over 5,000 new jobs. We had a goal of $500 million of investment, and we made $800.
Birgit Close is president and CEO of The Right Place.
When we looked ahead at the next 3 years, we were very cognizant that we may hit some headwinds. That doesn't mean we're not going to work twice as hard to, again, blow past those goals, but we also wanted to be realistic in our goals. So far, for 35 years, we have never missed a metric. So I don't intend that we would miss one this time either.
And The Right Place is adding two new metrics. Not only is there the goal to preserve and add more than 5,000 jobs, but the metric is to increase the average wage of those jobs by 20% above the current average hourly wage to $26.35 per hour. Its team members are also being challenged to connect talent and job seekers with area companies. A job seeker talent assist goal of 2,900 assists. Talent growth and retention is one of the seven broad economic development strategies that also includes business retention, expansion and attraction, economic inclusion, regionalism, strategic foundations, thought leadership, and business intelligence. Over the next 3 years, The Right Place will focus on growth areas including advanced manufacturing, information technology, health sciences, along with food processing and agribusiness. Patrick Center, WGVU News.